message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
A man like you and I, he named the alligators, he named the crabs. Everything about this man was blessed. And he was settled until the enemy tried to unsettle him. And there's somebody here tonight, every trick of the enemy to unsettle your destiny and to change the shape from what God has destined it to shall be frustrated in Jesus' name. I say it shall be frustrated in Jesus' name. I say it shall be frustrated in Jesus' name. What is supernatural settlement? What is supernatural settlement? Supernatural settlement means it is the granting of the desires of a person by God for his glory. It is the granting of the desire of a person for God's glory. The granting of your desire. This year, God will grant you your desire. Number two, what is supernatural settlement? Supernatural settlement is the decoration of a person's life with God's blessings. Supernatural settlement is the decoration. Somebody say decoration. Of a person's life with God's blessings. For the purpose of the fulfillment and the actualization of that destiny. It is the decoration of a person's life with God's blessings. For the purpose of the fulfillment and the actualization of God's purpose for that person's destiny. The decoration of the person's life by God for the fulfillment and the actualization of the destiny. Number three, what is supernatural settlement? It is the lifting of a person or persons or a family to an enviable status or position in life by heaven's divine power, by heaven's great power. The lifting. Somebody say lifting. Lifting. Somebody say lifting. Sometime ago, I preached about Abraham, how Abraham was a nobody until God stepped in and lifted him. And in Genesis 13, verse 2, he was already rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Look at how God also supernaturally settled Joseph. Joseph was more or less like a nobody until God lifted him. You are the one God will lift this year. I say, you are the one God will lift this year. When you say God has settled somebody, it means that the person is being lifted to an enviable place. The person is being promoted to a place where people look at him and say, ah, it can only be God. This year, your enemies will open their mouth in amazement over your life. They will not be able to close it. I said, your enemies will open their mouth. They will not be able to close it. As a result of what my God will do in your life in the name of Jesus. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Amen. It is the lifting of a person's it is the lifting of a person or a family to an enviable status or position in life by heaven's divine or great power. Number four, just for tonight. It is the granting of a person or the release. It is the release of a person's benefits or privileges. It is the release of a person's benefit or privileges which will result in the enlargement and increase of the life of the person. The release of imprisoned benefits or imprisoned privileges. Many of you are here, you are overdue for settlement. You are overdue for settlement. You are overdue for God to remember you. When you say somebody is settled, it means the person has been remembered. It's as if the person was forgotten before, but suddenly God just opened the book of remembrance concerning the person. January will not end before you will be remembered. I said January will not end before you will be remembered. Did I hear you say a big amen? January will not end before my God will remember you. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Amen. And one of our major anchor scriptures for this series of teachings on supernatural settlement is in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. And I will major on that tonight. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Now, listen. Or let's read it slowly. After, let's go on. After that you had suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. Now, look at this. Let me read again myself from the beginning. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory, he called you unto eternal glory. He called you out of darkness. He called you out of something to something. And then go on now. After that you have suffered a while, it means that anything you are going through is not permitted to be more than a while. Any problem you are going through is not permitted to be more than a while. Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. That's what the Bible is saying here. He says, it's not saying that you are not going through something or you will not go. He says, but anything you are going through, you are only permitted to suffer for a while. And after you have suffered a while, and this is a new year and it's a new decade, a new 10 years is about to start, where you'll be swimming in wealth and in surplus. He says, after you have suffered for a while, maybe 1 year, maybe 6 months, maybe one month, maybe it depends on how far your own a while is. But that a while has ended in this fasting and prayer. And make you perfect. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. And he will come and then he will settle you. All these blessings shall appear in your life today. I say all these blessings shall appear in your life today. I pity those who thought it is over for you. I pity them. I pity those who are looking down on you. I pity those who look at you and they disdain you. As my God liveth, the God I serve and the God you serve, as he liveth, this January will not end before people begin to see God's glory upon your life. I say this January will not end before God begin to see God's glory upon your life. I want your amen to echo very well. You met me in this fast. So, I believe you are not yet tired. If people should be tired, there are some people here that should be tired. You can't be tired yet. This is the first day. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. God wants to settle us. And he wants to settle us supernaturally. We'll be talking more about that. You'll be hearing supernatural, in the course of all the teachings in these 12 days. Because something that is supernatural is out of this world. It's not a normal way of life. It's not a normal way of accomplishment. It's not a normal way of a business to grow. What my Father will do in that your work and that your business in this year 2020, even you yourself, you'll not be able to comprehend it. I say you yourself, you'll not be able to comprehend it. Your suffering and your struggling in life is not meant to be more than a while. And right now I decree that the time of that problem has been terminated in Jesus' name. An end has come to shame. An end has come to struggling. An end has come to pain. An end has come to traveling. You traveled in 2019, you will prevail in 2020. I say you travel, you struggle. You struggle, so in 2019. In 2020, you will prevail. I believe there is always a particular year where your life changes. I knew the year that my life changed. I knew that year. I knew that period. And I knew what happened. This is the year that our life will change even further. Let me hear you say a big amen. This is the year that your life will even change even further. Right from today, the 2nd of January, miracles will be happening everywhere in your life. Having said that, tonight is just a foundation. I will not want to go too deep into the messages. I will just be showing us tonight a major key to the supernatural. What is this key that without it you cannot access the supernatural. And that key is the key of love. Somebody say love. God is love. According to 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. God is not prayer. God answers prayer. God is not prayer. But God is love. He said, and we have known and believed the love that God had for us. God is love. Somebody say, God is love. God is not fasting. Fasting is good, but God is not fasting. Another name for God is love. Another name you can rightly give to God is love. God is love. And your ability to walk in love will determine the extent to which you can walk in the supernatural. Hateful people don't walk in the supernatural. People that disdain others don't walk in the supernatural. People that easily destroy others behind them, they don't walk in the supernatural. For anyone that will walk in the supernatural must be a person that loves God and loves the people of God. And love is a spirit, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So love is a spirit. That spirit is coming upon you tonight in Jesus' name. I said that spirit is coming upon you tonight in Jesus' name. That spirit of love is coming upon somebody tonight in Jesus' name. If you are that person, shout, I receive it. In Mark chapter 12 verse 30 and 31. Mark chapter 12 verse 30 and 31. The Bible says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That's Jesus speaking himself. And with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now going to verse 31, he says, and the second is like, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. The greatest of all the commandments is this commandment. Loving God unequivocally. Loving people unequivocally. Treating people as if they are human beings, not like they are dogs or they are rats. As long as we walk in love, we are signed up for the supernatural. As long as we walk in love, we have signed up for the supernatural. God is looking for lovers. He's actually looking for those who love him. That is those who love him for being their father, for being their savior, for being their everything. Not particularly for anything. Not particularly because they want a car, or they want a house, or they want a visa, or they want a child, or they want... They just love him. Once God can spot that, you have signed up for a blessing that no padlock can lock. God is searching for lovers. Quickly tonight, wonderful people of God, what are the benefits of walking in love? What do you stand to gain when you walk in love? Number one is access to wonders. Access to wonders. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has he come to the heart of man. What God has in store for them that love him. You can't imagine what will happen to you if you love God. You can't imagine how your life will be if you can love this God. He said, eyes have never imagined it. What will happen to you this year if you can love me? If you don't pursue me because of what I'm going to give you, just pursue me because your heart loves me. How many of us would like to have a fiancé or somebody you are dating, and the person says, the only reason why I'm dating you is because you have plenty money, and I know I can suck your money very well. I can eat your money very well. That's the only reason why I want to date you. I want to get married to you. How many young men here would like to marry such a person? But that's the way we treat God sometimes. We treat him as if he's just our ATM. Once we just need him, we just come to me. I need you. If you are ready to answer me, answer me. If you are not ready to answer me, there are other options. I will go there. Someone say, God forbid. Access access to wonders. You don't struggle for wonders. You don't struggle for miracles when you love God. The supernatural is not difficult. The supernatural is not something that is so extra, that is so out of this world that you cannot access. God is searching for lovers. Number two, benefit of walking in love is access to God's manifold or manifest blessings. John chapter 11, verse 5. John 11, verse 5. When you walk in love, you have access to God's manifold blessings, to God's manifold favor, to God's manifold grace. I think I mixed up that particular scripture. When you have access to love, then automatically you are a man or a woman that has access to the best that God has in store. And my prayer for somebody here tonight is that the grace to love God like you have never, ever, ever, ever done before, that grace is coming for you in the name of Jesus. I said the grace to love God like you have never, ever done before, that grace is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Actually, that's the scripture that I wanted to talk about, but it is a summary of a story that is very, very important. And I want every one of us to understand that if you can love God, there is no level that God will not manifest himself in your life. And somebody's here tonight, God will manifest himself in your life and the life of your family in the name of Jesus. Anything that is called sickness or disease will not be found in your life in Jesus' name. Let me summarize that story because it's actually long. I just picked a verse there. That story is a story of a man called Lazarus. The Bible says that God loved him. Jesus loved him so much. He loved him so much that he wept because of him when he died. And there's somebody here today. I see the love of God coming for you in a very great way in the name of Jesus. I say the love of God is coming for you in the name of Jesus. This guy was sick and he died, and Jesus showed up there. And when Jesus showed up there, Jesus raised him in a miraculous way. Somebody is here tonight. Whatever is dead in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. I say whatever is dead in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Whatever is dead in your life is coming back to life in the name of Jesus. Somebody is here tonight. Your dead business is coming back to life. The Bible says in that same chapter, in John chapter 11 verse 35, the Bible says, and Jesus wept. You know why he wept? He wept because he loved Lazarus. He wept because he loved him, and he knew that Lazarus also loved him in return. And the Bible says he wept. His sister Mary and Martha were also weeping. And then at the end of the day, it resulted in a testimony. What you are going through presently will result in a testimony. The Bible says in John chapter 11 verse 39, Jesus said, take away the stone. Take away, or before I go to that, in verse 36, John chapter 11 verse 36, then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Behold how Jesus loved Lazarus. And then because he loved him, and because Lazarus also loved Jesus, Jesus manifested himself in his life. And Jesus said in John 11 verse 39, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead for 4 days. The situation is very, very bad. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said, in verse 40, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God? I don't have time, but let's go to verse 44. And he said, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. There's nothing as bad as the person already dead. That's what they actually call supernatural. For somebody to be dead and for somebody to come there after 4 days and to raise the person up, that's what we call supernatural. That your dead business will rise in this fast. That your dead family will rise in this fast. Whatever is dead in your life will rise in this fast in Jesus' name. But do you know why this happened in the life of Lazarus? Because there was a testimony that he loved God. His family loved God. And then God manifested in their life. Jesus got there after 4 days. 4 days. If somebody is dead even for 4 minutes, he's already dead. This one is 4 days. That is, all the things that died in your life in 2019, they are resurrecting today. Whatever should be up in your life that is dead in the grave is resurrecting today. In the name of Jesus, your health is resurrecting today. Number three benefit of walking in love is wisdom for success is activated. Wisdom for success is activated. When you walk in love, you access wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. In Luke 21 verse 15, the Bible says, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Luke chapter 21 verse 15. I will give you the kind of wisdom that nobody can resist you. I will give you the kind of wisdom that nobody will say this one is a fool. Nobody will call you a fool again. I said nobody will see you as a fool again. When you walk in love, you walk in the realm that Jesus walked. You walk in the class of God in your wisdom level. That was why Solomon was able to walk in wisdom so much during his time, because there was a testimony that he loved God. And because he loved God, he had access to unusual wisdom. That's in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. Because he loved the Lord, he had access to wisdom. This year, you will walk in unusual wisdom. In the name of Jesus. I say you will walk in unusual wisdom. In the name of Jesus. In Jude chapter 1 verse 25. The Bible was talking about Jesus and about who he really is. Because he's about God. He said God is the only wise God. Jude has only one chapter. Verse 25. He said God is the only wise God. When you love the only wise God, how do you think you can be a foolish person? He said, to the only wise God, our Savior, the only wise God, if you are connected to a wise person, it will show in your life. It will show in your life. This year, wisdom will show in your life. In Genesis 41, verse 38 to 44, talking about the man called Joseph, he was a man of unusual wisdom. They had to give him everything in Egypt to control because of his wisdom. They had to give him everything in Egypt to control. There was nobody compared with Joseph. He walked in the supernatural. He was one night inside prison. He was another night in the palace. He was scratching the floor on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, he was already elevated. That is how between now and Sunday, somebody here will be elevated. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? We can't find anybody like this guy that loves God. We have been searching and searching for somebody we can't find. It's only this guy that loves God that we can find. It is the person that loves God that has access to the wisdom of God. It is a man that loves God that has access to the secrets of God. And in this supernatural fast, God is going to settle you with divine wisdom and knowledge in Jesus' name. Number four, what are the benefits of walking in love? When you walk in love, you have access to answered prayers. 1 John chapter 4, verse 22 and 23. When you walk in love, you have access to answered prayers. Somebody say answered prayers. 1 John chapter 4, verse 22 and 23. Every man or woman that loves God, their prayers are answered fast. Bishop Oedipo said he asked God one day, say, God, won't you let me even ask for something before you even answer? And said, God told him, he said, there are some people that are in a realm that they don't need to ask before I answer them. That's the realm God will take you to. That is, he did not even ask for something, God gave it to him. He did not even ask for anything, God just gave it to him. And this commandment have I we from thee, that he that loveth God, that he that loveth God, love his brother also. Go on, beloved. If you are still there, you are not sleeping. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that grace to love God is coming for someone in Jesus' name. Grace to love God like never before is coming for somebody in Jesus' name. If you are that person, shout a loud amen. If you are that person, shout a loud amen. In That same 1 John chapter 4, let's start from verse 19. He said, we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he had seen, how can he love him who he had not seen? How can he love God whom he had not seen? This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. The grace to love God is coming upon somebody in the name of Jesus. What are the signs of love for God? What are the signs that a person loves God? Number one is obedience to God's instruction. 1 John 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God that we keep his commandment. 1 John 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God that we keep his commandment. For his commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5 verse 3. If you love God, you will keep his commandment. If you love God, you will keep his instructions. If you love God, you will obey whatever he's telling you. It's just like the relationship between a husband and a wife. If a husband wants to know if a wife actually loves him, it is the extent to which she obeys his instruction that determines the extent of his love. That determines the extent to which he believes that she loves him. And that's the same thing with God. If we obey him, then we are signed up for the supernatural. Because he is a person that knows how to reciprocate. He knows how to return back love when you give him love. He knows how to bless you when you bless him. He knows how to shower you with blessings when you shower him with blessings. When you do something significant for him. Obedience, 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 obedience. And in this fast, one of the major things that I'm trusting God that God will release to us is that spirit of obedience. That grace to please God. That power to please God. That grace to please God. That grace will be released upon you in this fast. I said that grace will be released to you on this fast. Either you are here or you are not here. Either you are in church or you are not in church. That grace to please God be released upon everyone here tonight. Number two sign of love for God. Number one is obedience. Number two is involvement in soul winning. You cannot claim to love God when you are not involved in soul. If you are not involved in soul winning. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God is a God that loves souls. Because of his love, he gave his son. Because of his love, he released his son. Because of his love, he gave his only son. He released him as a sacrifice to us. And so, to claim to love God and not be involved in what we populate his house is a fake love. My wife knows my favorite food. For her not to cook my favorite food for me regularly, it doesn't show seriousness. It doesn't show seriousness. For you to love God and claim that what he loves, you don't love it, then it's a problem. And I can tell you this, it's one of the major problems with believers. For you to claim you sincerely love God, yet there is nothing like soul winning. No. That love is not complete. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the Bible also explains to us the importance of this issue of soul winning. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish. He doesn't desire that any should perish. He doesn't desire that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And who is going to make them come to repentance? You and I. We talk to our friends. We talk to our neighbors. We talk to those that are around us. We talk to our acquaintances. We talk to our business partners. Drawing them towards God. Pushing them towards God. Helping them to become better. In the things of God. My prayer for somebody here today is that heart for the things of God that will make you to want to. I can't imagine how you have 10 people walking under you and none of them goes to your church. None of them has anything to do with Christ. I can't imagine a person who wants to walk in supernatural settlement and is hiding his Bible in the office. He's hiding when he's coming in the morning. He wrapped the Bible with newspaper. Put the Bible somewhere. So that the boss will not see that he's... I want to tell you this. Your promotion is not in the hand of any boss. When God is ready to lift you, your boss becomes insignificant. God can remove him the weekend. They will do the appraiser. And then they will promote you. And then if he wants to please bring him back, he will bring him back. God can remove him totally if he stands at the stumbling block. Everyone standing at the stumbling block to your promotion this year shall be removed. Everyone standing at the stumbling block to your promotion this year shall be removed. Did I hear you say a big amen? I've told you the story before. Many years ago, I had someone who was like a boss to me, who was harassing me when I first got to the organization. The organization is a very big organization, and the guy was a big man in the office. He dominated the place. And one day I went out with the driver and the official car. He phoned the driver to bring the car and come back and drop me. You know, that kind of thing, that kind of embarrassment. So I just kept quiet. And one day he saw me. He said, I heard you are a python. You know, when somebody is trying to mock your pastoral calling, so I heard you are a python. I just laughed. I just said in my heart, I did not see anything out. I just said in my heart, I said, God, deal with him. Show him you called me. And then just shortly after that, a meeting was called in Lagos. And the director of the bank said, hey, you, what are you even doing here? I heard that about some things about you. You, please follow him. Go and collect his official car key. Let him clear his office. We have sacked him immediately. Just like that on Saturday morning. There is somebody here today. Those who are harassing you, God will judge them. The next time he saw me after he was sacked, he proceeded to greet me. I had to beg God after more than 2 years when he couldn't get a job. I said, God, please, 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 sir. Please, sir. Please, sir. This defense is too much, sir. Please have mercy on this man. He has wife and children. Anyone that is trying to torment you, God will judge them this year. I said, God will judge them this year. Did I hear you say a big amen? If you love God, make soul winning your priority. Number three, I'm talking about signs of love for God. I said number one is obedience. Number two is be involved in soul winning. Number three, make the kingdom of God a priority. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Make the kingdom of God a priority. Make the kingdom of God a priority. Make service in God's house a priority. Make coming to God's house a priority. Make doing God's work a priority this year. Make it a priority this year. And then you will see how easy it is to walk in the supernatural. You will see how you will not need to pray too much. You will not need to pray too much before God will answer you. Somebody is here today. Every single minute you spend in prayer, your answers will be coming like thunder. Your answers will be coming with the speed of light in Jesus' name. You will not need to pray a prayer point for too long before God will answer you this time. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. And my prayer for somebody here today is that the grace to do that, the Lord will give unto you in Jesus' name. And lastly, before we go into prayers and intercession tonight, signs of love for God is make God's house a priority. Number three, I said, make his kingdom, the kingdom of God in general, a priority. Number four, make his house a priority. Psalm 122 verse 1. Psalm 122 verse 1. David was speaking. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of God. If you want to walk in the supernatural, you can't be far away from God's house. God's house should be your number one house, while your own house is now your number two house. Your main house should be the house of God. That's why I always tell our beloved pastors, I said, one of the things I always think of is that our house, personal house, should not be more comfortable than God's house. Our personal house should not be more comfortable than God's house. The TV in our house is working. The TV in God's house is not working. AC in our house is working. All the AC in the church, the gas has finished. Somebody say, God forbid. What kind of life is that? Make the house of God. John D. Rockefeller You know the story very well. The first American billionaire, he was what you call a sexton. These are people that they are like ushers. They are usually the first to come to church to open the windows, and they are the last to go. A billionaire, the first American that they call a billionaire, he was an usher in the church. He was the first to get to the church. He was the last. After everybody has gone, he will start locking the window. Till now, the John D. Rockefeller Foundation is still working. His companies are still working. You see, to walk in the supernatural is not difficult if your priority is right. To walk in the supernatural, somebody is a billionaire in dollars. If you see somebody now that is just a millionaire in naira, his hand cannot even do like this again. His hand will be like this. This one is a billionaire in dollars. He is still in the church. He's cleaning chair. He's saying, "Please, you're welcome. Please, I appreciate you. Please sit down. Hey, welcome, man. Please sit down." A billionaire in dollars. Aha. Now I know why his billions were sustained. You will be moving from one level to glory to another this year in the name of Jesus. You might be a thousandaire today, you'll be moving to the millions. And from the millions, you'll be moving to the billions. From the billions, you'll be moving to the multi-billions. Did I hear you say a big amen? But watch it. Don't let anything take away your priority from God's house. Keep your heart panting after God this year. Keep your heart panting after God's house this year. Keep your heart panting after God's house this year. My wife knows when we travel anywhere in the world, the first thing I look for is the church. The first thing. In fact, I just manage till the following morning before I search for the church around. That's the first. Where is the living church around here? Where's the living church around here? Where's the living church? That's the first. I'm not going to any rubbish store to be buying any rubbish thing without searching for church where I'm going to worship God. Your priority determines how soon you will walk in the supernatural. I tell you this in the name of Jesus. This year is the year your life will come into the realm of the supernatural. And every area of life you are trusting settlement, you are receiving them this year in Jesus' name. You are receiving them this year in Jesus' name. In your physical life, you are enjoying settlement. In your marital life, you are enjoying settlement. In every sector of your life, you are going into supernatural settlement in Jesus' name. And everybody that will see you, we call you blessed. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus. Let's be on our feet tonight. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be exalted. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be exalted. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift our hands to heaven and give Him praise tonight. It's worthy. 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 Let's give Him praise. Let's exalt Him. Let's adore Him. Let's exalt Him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Did I hear you say a big amen?
My God is good, oh. Yeah.
We are going to start our intercessions tonight, and I know that the Lord will bless you as you pray in the name of Jesus. Is anybody ready to pray tonight? If you are ready to pray, shout, I am ready. You will say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of love. Love for God. Love for people. Father, baptize me with the spirit of love. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Pray. Pray like you will pray for money. Pray like you will pray for money. Pray like you will pray for blessings. Pray for the spirit of love. Pray for the spirit of love. Father, let the spirit of love for God enter my heart. Help me to love you. Help me to love your kingdom. Help me to love your house. Help me to love your work. Help me to love you, O God. Baptize me.
Water me, O Jesus. Oh, water me, O Baba. For water me, O Jesus. For water me, O Baba. My name,
Baba, for no more. For water me, O Baba.
Talking about tonight, if we first settle it, the issue of getting things will not be difficult. What God is looking for is a heart that loves. Because if your heart does not love God, when you get it, you will leave God. That's the problem. If your heart does not pant after God, just few millions.
Hey, Pastor, I just want to tell you that I am very busy. For the next 3 months, I have contracts all lined up. Meeting with them in Port Harcourt. From Port Harcourt, I'm going to Congo, Kinshasa. From Congo, Kinshasa, I'm going to Brazil. From Brazil, I'm going to... So we will meet maybe around this town or something. They won't care. So God will say, instead of me to lose this guy, let me leave him, JJ. You are going to pray fast. Put your love in my heart that I can love you with passion all the days of my life. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Place your love in my heart. Let me love you. Let me love you. Pray, 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 pray. Fill my heart with your love, O God. Fill my soul with your love. Let my heart pant after you daily. Let my heart pant after you always. Let my heart pant after you always. Let my heart love you. Let my affection be directed towards you. Let my affection be directed towards you, not to things. I don't want to pursue anything. You are the one I want to pursue. You are the one I want to pursue. You are the one I want to pursue. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, empower me to love you this year like I've never done before, thereby accessing my supernatural settlement package. Media, let's have that prayer point on the screen. I'll take it again. You say, Father, empower me. Please, can you help them? Because I've given them all the prayer points already to make it easier. That's why we do that. Thank you, Jesus. Father,
to love you this year like I've never done before, at thereby accessing my supernatural settlement package. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Pray. Help me to love you this year like I've never done before, thereby accessing my supernatural settlement for the year. Help me to love you. Help me to run after you. Let me run after you daily. Let my heart be pursuing you daily. Let my soul be pursuing you daily. The waters of my soul longed after you alone. Settlement in every sector of my life, supernatural settlement, spiritually, physically, financially, materially, academically. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray for yourself, everybody. Settle me spiritually, physically, supernatural settlement and establishment. Supernatural settlement. Pray, 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 pray. Koskere bregede ingradoza brakete imbrodose rede kezindo opra kadasa glagagash repesa gare deado oba baba babalaza. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 20. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 20. The Bible says, can we read together, everybody? Want to go. Thy son shall no more go down, neither. Can we stop, please? Let's start again. One, two, go. Thy son shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Somebody say a big amen. You will say in 2020, my sun will not go down. My sun will not go down. My light will not stop shining. Pray, 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 pray. Everybody, pray very well. Pray very well. My light will not stop shining.
It's little light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. It's little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Pray, 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 pray. My sun will not go down. My light will not go down in 2020. Things will not go down for me in 2020. Are you praying? 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 Things will not go down for me in 2020. It will get better for me. It will get better for me. Things will get better for me. Things will improve in my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say the events of my life in 2020 shall be supernatural. The events of my life, the events of my destiny in 2020 shall be supernatural. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. The events of my life in year 2020, it will be supernatural. My conception will be supernatural. My baby delivery will be supernatural. My starting business will be supernatural. My promotion will be supernatural. My having a car will be supernatural. My progress will be supernatural. My destiny will be supernatural. Everything about me shall be supernatural this year. Supernatural, supernatural, supernatural. To complete my master's and PhD will be supernatural. Everything will be supernatural. My marriage will be supernatural. Everything shall be supernatural. The education of my children will be supernatural. Everything about me will be supernatural. Everything will be supernatural. Everything will be supernatural. Everything will be supernatural. Everything will be supernatural. Pray. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say all powers against my manifestation, against my supernatural manifestation, against my joy in 2020, die by fire. Lift your voice and pray. All powers against my joy, all powers against my testimony, Father, kill them. Father, destroy them. Anybody that is against my safety, my joy, my happiness this year, Father, judge them by your power. In all powers against my joy, against my laughter, against my celebration this year 2020, Father, judge them. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Before we take a few more prayers tonight, with all heads bowed and all eyes closed, you are here tonight in this first day of these 12 days of prayers and fasting, and you want to get your own settlement. You want to assess your settlement, but yet you have one or two things you want to quickly settle with God before we go further in prayers tonight. You are saying to me, Pastor, I want God to settle me this year. I want God to establish me this year. However, I want to ask Him for mercy in one area or another. I want to ask Him to forgive me. I want to ask Him to draw me closer. I want to pray with you tonight. Either you are here or you are watching us on the internet. which I believe the media are projecting the necessary details. You are here tonight, or you are watching us anywhere in the world. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. I'll be counting from 1 to 3. Just 1 to 3. Anywhere you are, I'll be praying for you just where you are. And I want you to please lift your hands above your head, and I'll be praying for you. 1. You want to rededicate your life to Christ on this first day of this fasting? You don't want your life to be the same again. You want a new life in Christ Jesus. You want God to bless you. You want the supernatural life. You want a supernatural destiny. You want God to grant you fulfillment. You want God to grant you a change of story. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Lift your hand above your head, and I'll be praying with you wherever you are. Also, you are watching us on the internet from anywhere in the world or any part of the world. Let us know through the email stated and the phone number stated that you are taking this important decision, as you are coming back to your Father and you are asking Him to have mercy on you tonight. Also, you are here tonight, you want to rededicate your life. That is, you have given your life to Christ before, but today is 2nd. Today is 02-2020. 2nd of January 2020. What a day. It's a date you can never forget. You want today to be that day that you rededicated your life to Christ. I want to pray with you also, beloved. I want to pray with you also, beloved. I want you to lift your hands above your head where I can see it, and I can pray with you and for you. And I see God blessing you in Jesus' name. 2. One more count and I'll pray. Don't be the last person. Also, if you are watching us on the internet, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You see, one thing about God is that God is so loving. He's so loving. When we come to Him, He's ever caring. He's ever ready to receive us back as children. And He's calling you again tonight as a daughter, as a son. And He's telling you, come to me, my son. Come to me, my daughter. Give me your heart. Give me your heart again. Give me your heart again. Christ wants your heart again. And in about 10 seconds from now, I'll be praying. I'll be praying for those who are doing this or taking this decision. And I know God will bless you for that in Jesus' precious name. Also, you are here. In this first day of this fast, you want to drop a habit. You want a change of life. You want a change of destiny. You want Christ to help you. You want Christ to assist you. You want a new life. You want to stop that habit, smoking, drinking, masturbating, or anything that you know that this is not right. This is not right. Christ doesn't like this. You want to drop that habit. I want to pray with you tonight. I want Christ to bless you, and I want Him to lift you up above that particular vice. You can lift up your hands above your head where I can pray with you, and your life will never be the same again. For those who are watching us on the internet, please place your right hand on your chest, and I'll be praying with you right now. For those who are here, I'm giving you just 10 more seconds, and then we'll be praying together, and your life will never ever be the same again. Don't postpone till tomorrow. Don't say tomorrow I will do it. Don't say tomorrow I will do it. Don't say tomorrow I will do it. Today is the day. Today is the day. Today is the day. And I see God blessing you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from my past. Afresh, as your son, as your daughter, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for receiving me. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your chest. Father, we thank you for salvation of souls tonight. We ask that this one shall be established in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Can we bring out our expectation slips quickly? Today is the first day, and we are going to be praying concerning January. And we are going to be praying also on our expectation. If you don't have one, please wave your hands so that we can give you one. Ushers, can you see those great hands that will be settled this year? Can you see those hands? Please give them their own expectation slips. Please collect only one. We are expecting hundreds of members that have traveled that will be returning back from today, tomorrow onward to collect their own copies. Collect one, but you can staple sheets of paper to this one. You can add many more sheets of paper to this one, as many as you want. If you want to write 100 prayer requests, write it. It is to you according to your faith. 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 And I want you to lift it up to God and say, Father, I can't hear you. Say, Father, Father, everything I've listed in this expectation, Father, settle them. grant me supernatural settlement this time around. Prayers in Jesus' name. Supernatural settlement. Supernatural settlement. For every single request I've written here, every request I've stated here, lift your voice and pray. 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 For supernatural settlement. For supernatural settlement on all these requests. Father, let this turn to testimonies. Let this turn for me to testimonies. Let this become testimonies in my hands. Every single thing I have listed here, every single thing I have stated here, every single thing I have written before you, you are the one that answers prayers. The Bible says, unto him that answered prayers shall all flesh come. Father, answer these petitions. Let them turn into testimonies. Let them turn into testimonies. Let them turn into testimonies. He that began a good work in my life must complete it. Pray. Lift your voice and pray. Because in the month of January, the first month, this program is for 12 days. That's why you mustn't miss any day, because every day represents a particular month in this year. We are going to say, Father, I commit January 2020 into your hands. Grant me supernatural settlement. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Supernatural settlement this January. Supernatural settlement this January. Settle me this January. What will last me throughout the year, release it to me this January. Blessings that will last me a lifetime, Father, release it to me this January. This is my year. This is my year. This is my month. 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 January is my month. No calamity shall befall me this January. Shame will not befall me this January. Untimely death will not befall me this January. Sickness will not visit me this January. I will not die but live to declare the glory of God. I will not borrow this January. I will not lack this January. My supplies shall be supernatural this January. When others are saying there's a casting down, I will be saying there's a lifting up. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. As we have spoken tonight to the Lord, tonight, the very first night in this fast, as you have spoken to the Lord will do unto you in the name of Jesus. Right from this first night, my God will visit you in the name of Jesus. I say, my God will visit you in the name of Jesus. You will not be disappointed. The power that brings about supernatural settlement will bring about your settlement in Jesus' name. And everyone will see that God has settled you indeed. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.